Every industry has its dark side. On today's episode of Driven Too Far, we're going to dive into six things you need to know about in trucking. Hello, I'm Andrew Winkler with Chief Carriers, and this is Driven Too Far, the truth about trucking, a podcast that helps over-the-road truck drivers balance career and family. So I've always been fortunate enough to come up on the right side of trucking. When I think back over my career, almost 30 years, I've only actually worked for two different companies, but when I started as a student driver in 1995, and then as I moved my way into the office and up through the business and stuff, I have to look back at the people I've worked for and, you know, have great appreciation for them and the way they ran their business. They always put people first, and thankfully that's the way I've been come up in the industry and stuff. And as I've taken over my own company at Chief Carriers, that's how we look at things too. We put people first and always have. Unfortunately, that's not always the case in the industry. So today I want to kind of pull back the curtain a little bit, expose some things that I've seen over the years, not necessarily in our own business, but certainly aware of those things. As we've had literally probably hundreds of drivers come through orientations over the years, you get to know these people. You sit down and visit with them, and you kind of want to understand their story and where they've come from. So that's where a lot of this comes from, is just talking to drivers over the years and learning about some of their experiences in the industries, and then hopefully passing them on to you. So if you're new to the industry, thinking about getting into the industry, these are some of those things that maybe you should be aware of and keep your eye out for. The first one is exploitative labor practices. So one of the things I've seen over the years, and this typically happens in smaller carriers, and I'm talking maybe 5 to 35 trucks, something like that. It's a tough business to get going. When you're an independent owner operator, you can make it. But a lot of times people have the dream, of course, expanding their business. And as they add trucks, it becomes more difficult. Now, once you get over kind of that 50 truck hump, you start to gain some size and scalability with things, and things become a little bit easier. But there's just a tough road there for the smaller carriers that are really trying to get their feet under them, get their businesses running. Unfortunately, with that sometimes comes some labor practices that aren't always on the up and up, let's say. Many times what you'll see is a driver go to work for a company, and they think they're going to be a company driver, but they end up getting paid on a 1099. So they end up getting paid as a contract driver, contract labor. Now, what that means is they're just going to issue a flat check for the miles or the work you did for the week. They're not taking taxes out of it. They're not offering benefits like vacation and paid holidays, things like that. They do that to save dollars, so they don't have to pay unemployment taxes. They're not paying the health insurance and all the benefits and things like that that you would typically get with a company employee job. So they're kind of skirting around some of that, saving themselves some money. And while they pitch it and they sell it to you as a good deal, it's like, hey, you're gonna run a ton of miles and we're gonna pay X cents per mile to do it. It's gonna be great. And you think it is up front, but when it comes down to it, and all of a sudden you have to report your own taxes and your income to the IRS every year as an independent contractor. So it kind of catches people off guard if they're not aware of those things. Many times these smaller carriers, as they're trying to make it again, they kind of push some of the safety stuff off to the side. Maybe they're purposely running older model trucks that can't run e-logs on them. And they're doing that so they can run paper logs and get the driver to run more miles than you would see in a typical company setup. It's just it's an unfortunate situation, but I wanted you to be aware of it, because as you're out there applying for jobs, and many times what happens, this is kind of the trap, I should say, is you have to take care of your driving record. And typically what we see coming through our company is the people that haven't always taken care of their driving record, their CSA scores, they've got too many tickets or incidents on their driver's license. Many times they're not hireable by the reputable bigger companies that are out there. So what do they have to do if they want to stay in trucking? They have to go find this small carrier to work for. And sometimes the small carrier is willing to turn, you know, a blind eye to some of these things or hire you regardless of what your track record says. So the best thing you can do as a driver is make sure you're taking care of your driving record. you know, that's really your, that's your reputation out there. So you gotta take care of that. If you want to get somewhere in this industry, if you want the best jobs, the best paying jobs, you have to take care of that driving record. Make sure you don't have a whole bunch of stuff on it. So that's one of the traps that a lot of guys fall into. They get some blemishes on the record, can't go to work for the bigger carriers with the nicer equipment or pay better. So what do? They have to go to work for the small guy. Well, then in turn, the small guy a lot of times kind of takes advantage of that driver, and it still doesn't get you where you want to go. And then you kind of get trapped in that situation. So be sure and watch out for any of those kind of practices. If somebody wants to pay you on a 1099 as a company employee, that's probably a red flag. One of the other issues that pops up is the safety side of things, right? So, you know, the big companies out there, the ones that have been doing it for a long time, they're doing it right, or a lot, or most of them are doing it right, I should say. There's always an exception out there. But again, the smaller guys, if you're looking at a smaller carrier with just a handful of trucks, sometimes they're not really watching the safety things, and sometimes they're willing to run over hours or run more miles than you should in a day. Sometimes they maybe skip maintenance on the truck. So you've got some safety issues and concerns out there a lot of times with these small guys too. If you get yourself into a situation where you get hired onto a company and you start to see safety type issues, man, I would tell somebody to run. Go find another place to work, because that is the one area that we absolutely can't compromise when it comes to safety on the road. Health issues, this doesn't necessarily have anything to do with, you know, small or large carriers. This can happen to anybody at any size carrier, but thinking about a driver's health, right? It's just kind of, or can be, an unhealthy job. Especially if you think about some of the long haul drivers, maybe you're pulling a van or reefer and there's just not a lot of activity out there for you. You're simply sitting in the seat 10 hours a day. Maybe the most activity you get each day is doing your walk around inspections on the truck, swinging a couple doors open and closed in the dock, stuff like that. But beyond that, there's not a lot of movement. Now, that's not the case with all modes of transportation. Flatbed drivers, they're constantly throwing straps, they're throwing chains, maybe rolling tarps out, rolling tarps back up. There's a lot of activity that goes with flatbedding. And that's our case in our company. We don't have a lot of drivers, or, you know, really any drivers that I would consider overweight, because they are active. And I think they're purposely doing this stuff. They purposely go out and seek flatbed jobs because it's good for their physical health. It's good for their mental health. They're always thinking, I got to figure out how to tie down this load, chain this thing down so it doesn't move on the trailer. So there's some advantages out there. And when you go or you get into trucking, you know, think about that stuff. Yes, van jobs are probably one of the easier ones out there, especially if you can get lined up where you do a lot of dropping hooks between terminals or distribution centers, something like that. But there's a consequence to that too, I guess. Where it's easy here, it might be hard down the road, especially on your health. How about the mental health side of things? Boy, that's certainly a tough one too, and especially if you're an over-the-road type driver and you think about the isolation that happens out there. Back in the day when I started driving in the mid-90s, we didn't have cell phones and we didn't have FaceTime and we didn't have Facebook and all those types of things to stay connected with our families. So drivers today are much better equipped to kind of stay in touch. But back in the day, it was you stopped once or twice a day to eat, and that's where you stood in line for the payphone or the payphone booths, and you got in and you made a collect call to the house real quick to check in and let them know that you're all right and where you stopped for the night. Beyond that, they didn't know where you were until you called the next day somewhere along your route. Now today there's different ways that, you know, your family can track you and keep an eye on you and stuff like that. So, but the mental health is, you know, it's really important. The isolation is concerned. Make sure you take time. If you don't have a family around, make sure you have take time to get to know the people you work with, whether it's dispatchers or fellow drivers out there. That's probably one of the coolest things I see, is the camaraderie between fellow drivers. And while I see them interacting in the terminal, I also know that these guys call each other on the phone on a daily basis, checking in. They know what each other's doing. They know where they're going and stuff. And that's a great healthy habit, to have that kind of interaction with your fellow drivers. I want to talk real quick about the environmental impact of our industry. When you think of the dark side of stuff, There's been a lot in the news lately about this, right? There's a great big push to go to battery electric vehicles. And I promise you, I'm not trying to sell anything like that. While I'm all for taking care of the environment, I don't think battery EVs are the answer, at least for the entire industry. It may work for a small section of local type trucks and drivers. But, you know, I think about how far we've come over the years, and we come from diesel engines that didn't have any kind of emission controls on them to all of a sudden, you know, we got SCR and different types of emission controls on them. These things don't smoke anymore. They're not like they used to be. I always crack up because we're a flatbed carrier and we still go into places sometimes and they'll say, hey, this requires a smoke tarp on this load. Well, smoke tarps were originally a small tarp you put on the front or the nose of the load to protect it from the soot and the diesel engines and the stacks. Well, trucks don't smoke anymore. At least most of them don't. I know there's still a few old ones out there, but when you think about it, you know, somebody's asking for a smoke tarp. It's like, really, what's the point? It's like, kind of need to come into today and get up to date on things. Most carriers, however, are responsible. We're part of Smart Way organization, which is a government organization that kind of tracks our footprint, our carbon footprint out there. And the goal is, you know, every year you improve and you get better and you decrease your carbon footprint out in the transportation world. So we're part of that because we think it's the right thing to do. We know we've got certain shippers and customers out there that's important to them as well. So we want to protect those things. We want to protect the environment and certainly do our part. And I think I'd leave that just with, you know, you have advocates out there that are against diesel or engines like that stuff at all. But don't let that throw you. I think the industry as a whole has become very responsible. We're certainly moving in the right direction. Now, I think some of the government is pushing us too fast, too soon to try to get to zero emissions. We'll get there, but it takes time. You can't wreck the whole industry. You can't wreck the whole, you know, how we move freight across this country by pushing these things too fast. It would be a cluster, believe me, if they push some of these things through as fast as they want to and the industry isn't ready and we don't have the infrastructure in place to do that, it will cause a literal train wreck of things and the economy be really in bad shape if that happens. So we're doing it. We're moving forward. It's important. We're doing our part to do it. Just be aware that the trucking industry as a whole is an advocate for it and we're trying to do the right things. So the last one I wanted to touch base on is regulatory challenges. And there's constantly things going on in our government, whether it's on the national or state levels and stuff, where they're trying to govern our industry. The biggest one that seems to pop up is hours of service type regulations. You know, where are they going to push us next? Things like that. But I want you to know as a whole, the industry is trying to do the right thing, especially when you get into some of the larger carriers again. They're running e-logs. They're living compliance every day. They're doing the right things. They're monitoring their drivers. They're making sure we don't run over hours and we don't put ourselves into a bad situation like that. Now, when we go back and talk about some of the small carriers again, where they're trying to keep their head above water, this is probably one of the things you can run into is regulatory issues. They're just, hey, run paper logs. Just don't worry about stopping. That load's got to be there no matter what type attitude, and just tell the driver to do whatever it takes to get the load there and they'll take care of stuff on the back end. So what they're essentially telling you is they're going to fix your logs later on down the road so that nobody gets in trouble. The problem with that is they always catch that. So you don't want to go to work for a carrier that does things like that. Even though they promise you it's not going to come back on you, it will bite you in the end. So when you're out there, again, new to the industry, thinking about getting into the industry, do your homework, do your research, and make sure you're aligning yourself with carriers that have the same values as you. Don't get caught up into you know, the bright, shiny object or penny in the air where they promise you, oh, I'll pay you all these big bucks, and then they're going to go behind your back and break all the rules to do it. That's not where you want to be. So make sure you do your homework and you're getting yourself aligned with a reputable carrier in the business. So that's it. That's our six areas that we kind of wanted to touch base. We call it the dark side of the industry because we know it happens out there. We certainly don't all advocate for it and we don't run our businesses like that. It's a small percentage that actually do. But I think it's important that you're aware of those things, again, as you're out there in the industry. And if you happen to be working for a carrier like that and you've seen some of these red flags, or maybe didn't know they were red flags and now you do, you know, get yourself out of there. Go find yourself a good company to work for, somebody that's doing it right, and you're going to, it'll pay dividends for you in the end. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Driven Too Far. If you're looking for a carrier that's interested in your well-being, check us out at chiefcarriers.com.